Today's daf Maseches Yom daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah had noted the coal pan, the machta, the spoon, the kaf for the ketoret, the incense service. The pan was held in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara explained yesterday because the pan was holding these hot coals, it needed a stronger and more stable hand. That's why the Kohen Gadol carried it in his right hand. Also, another reason, which we've also seen already, that of course, between the coal pan and the spoon, which held the contents of the ketoret itself, which may have been more important, we'll see in a moment, the coal pan was heavier. So it's two reasons seem to be telling us why the Kohen Gadol held the coal pan in his right hand, the machta. Now, the spoon was being held in the left hand. All of this being true, even though we've spent a few dapim already in this Masechet and other places in Shas, speaking about the idea, the right hand versus the left, the right leg versus the left leg, and so on and so forth, we prefer the use of the right over the left in general, in particular in the Avodah, the Beit HaMikdash. Yet the Mishnah comes and says this point. The Gemara on Amud Beis shows how this halacha to be true by the Ketoret is fine when the Kohen Gadol carries a spoon in his left hand for the purposes of the mitzvah. Gemara was trying to use this halacha from our Mishnah to apply it to Maaseh HaKorbanot, the way that the Korbanot were brought, which includes, of course, in the process after the slaughtering and after the receiving of the blood, the Shechita and the Kabbalas Adam, the halacha, the transferring, the bringing of the blood, in order for it to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, may this process be done with the left hand, asks the Gemara. We know the halacha, Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, states explicitly, halacha, pasul, bekodshim, carrying the blood with a left hand would be a psul, would invalidate that holy blood. Besides for the practical points of the pan being heavier, it would have been preferred for the spoon to be in the right hand. So how could the halacha seem, as we seem to saying here over here, to ignore that halacha psula b'smol? Carrying this blood, carrying the spoon in the left hand, should invalidate the whole ketoret. So this question was asked by the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. We just mentioned the Rambam, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Dalet, provides two answers. First answer is perhaps we can argue that when we say holacha psula b'smol, when we say that going with the left hand, carrying something, the service itself being done in the left hand, says the Kesef Mishnah, an interesting chiddush, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've invalidated it on a Torah level. You have invalidated it, but it's only a psul midrabanan. Psul midrabanan, we're going to allow it to go ahead. And it won't be problematic in this case. Second answer, says the Kesef Mishnah, there's a little bit of an impossibility over here. It's not really a question to begin with because Iefshar b'inyan acher. There is no other way to hold the pan, put the pan in the left hand. That wouldn't work. It wouldn't be a good option. So we're not going to push too much on the question to begin with. We should make a final point here that even though the left hand is holding the lighter of the two items, that's the kaf, the spoon, it was not a walk in the park. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf, in describing the process called Chanifa Sektoros, where the Kohen Gadol took a perfect fistful, it had to be perfect. It was imperative that not even a granule, a crumb of the contents fall to the ground, a process that would have required precision and stability. The Gemara seems to consider it in the top of the list of the hardest, most difficult services to perform. Again, Rav Melamed, beautiful thought, Pnini Halacha, relating to the idea of the little granules of the Ketoret. We said each one represents the members of Am Yisrael, members of the Jewish people. So now we're saying Halacha, you have to be so careful, so cautious, so stable of that arm that you can't let one crumb fall out. So too the Kohen Gadol had to be mekasher et kol hakochot sheb'Yisrael, to tie together all of the disparate pieces and parts of the nation, el kodesh kodeshim, below le'abed afilu nitzotzecha, without losing even one crumb. We don't leave a Jew behind.